Right. It is 8:45. We will call the September 6th Finance Committee meeting to order. First on the agenda, we have the approval of minutes from the August 1st, 2022 meeting.
Move for approval.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. The third thing on the agenda would be public comments. Is there anybody here from the public who would like to make a comment? Going once, going twice? All right, move on. Number four, employee recognition, Ms. Kotoff.
Good morning. Tyler Clem, if you could come up. And Jennifer and Ronan, would you like to join them up here? Great, excellent. So I'm going to start out and say that the CPA exam is hard to pass. The passing rate for first-time candidates is only 50%. It requires hundreds of hours of study time, a year experience under a CPA, and passing four different exams. Tyler not only passed each exam, he did it with scores well above the average while working full-time and having a study partner of a newborn, well, a toddler now. So we would like to congratulate him on achieving his CPA and his recent promotion to senior accountant. And what every good CPA needs is an abacus. So if you'll come down here, so here's your abacus. Congratulations. Jenny, thank you so much for the support. Thank you and congratulations.
He also keeps a good eye on the M&Ms too. So we thank you for that as well.
All right. Congratulations, Tyler. Number five on the agenda, discussion and possible action to establish a millage rate and sales tax credit factor. Ms. Kotoff.
Yes, sir. So we received our tax year 2022 our 2021 tax rate appraisals and assessed values. I'm still in the abacus. I don't need it to help me out right now. These are provided to the town so we can establish our millage rate and our sales tax credit factor and send it back to the county. So the town's assessed property values have increased by 5.3% over the prior tax year, from $1.12 billion to $1.18 billion. So when we adopted our budget for 2023, we built it predicated on maintaining the same millage rate, or 34.7% for operating and 4.6 mils for debt, for a total of 39.3 mils. The other part of this equation is the local option sales tax. So that is when we have chosen as a town to have 1%. There's a portion of that, roughly 71%, that we need to give back to our residents. So each year we tweak with this to see what sales tax will be and if we give back enough. Our current or prior year rate was 0.0003. We have built up a liability. We did not give enough back last year. So we're requesting a factor of 0.00045. And what that means is for every $500,000 appraised home, it's an additional $75 credit on your bill. Those are what we would request. It, by maintaining this, it does support the budget that we have already started July 1st. And then if we're looking for a recommendation to send it to town council, and they would, the mayor would certify it back to the county, and it would take effect this year.
So anybody have any questions?
Well, first of all, I'd move for approval for discussion purposes. And
second.
Motion and second. On the local option sales tax versus the millage rate, what you said is we've had an increase in the assessed value overall of all of our properties. And it could be that we did it through the millage rate, but we're giving back under lost the amount extra above and beyond our budget. Is that, am I reading that correctly?
Yes, sir. So we would still have received the same property tax, but because we adjust it through the local option sales tax. Right. So when we don't give enough back, we kind of put it in a liability to recognize that. But yes, sir, you are correct.
Okay, thank you.
Just a quick question. So how would the average citizen recognize that? I mean, how would it affect the average citizen?
I'm looking for, so for every $100 of appraised value in their house, $500,000 or whatever, for every $100,000, their bill would be reduced by $15. So we typically talk about a $500,000 house, which would see a reduction of $75. In this case, that's how you would calculate it. You have a $300,000 home, you're going to see a reduction of $15 per $100,000.
I believe it says it right on the property tax bill, the loss credit, and it defines what it is.
Good. Thank you very much.
Okay. Anybody have any other questions or comments? Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second. All those, what am I trying to say? If you vote to approve, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Sorry. It's a long weekend.
It's early.
Next. Number six, discussion and possible action to amend the Town of Mount Pleasant Code of Ordinances, Chapter 154, Impact Fees to reflect updated Institute of Transportation Engineers Trip Generation Manual.
Right. What a mouthful. Again. Yes. Good morning. So this is a proposed amendment to the town's impact fee ordinance. The amendment only changes the transportation impact fee and only to the extent it's calculated on the number of trips. So this would be the schedule that you would see, and we included this. It's a line in, line out, so you can see where this new manual either increases or decreases or maintains the same number of trips. Regardless, the rate, the discounted transportation rate per trip of $360.43 does not change. In fact, it can't change, but the number of trips can. So we did this in 2018. We went from the 9th generation to the 10th, and now here we are going from the 10th to the 11th.
Is there a motion to approve?
I'll move for approval for discussion purposes.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Oh,
okay,
sorry.
Go ahead, Ms. Corley.
Marcy, is this something we do every year? Or so every single year we do this?
No, ma'am, only when the manual changes. So every couple years. So it was 2018 the last time it changed.
Okay.
And it just reflects the current standards of what each type of business generates for trips.
So about every four to five years?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chapman?
Mr. Chairman, as a life member of ITE, this is a very valuable tool for the town and transportation engineers all across the country. One thing I did notice is, and maybe I've missed it, under institutional, it specifically talks about private schools K-8 and K-12, charter elementary schools. I don't see public schools listed, and maybe Mr. Morrison can show me where it is, but am I missing something?
Public schools are exempt.
Okay. Well, that's the answer. Thank you.
So public schools are exempt, but not charter school?
Correct.
Charter or public schools?
Yeah, I know. That's kind of weird. I don't know. Whatever. I also thought it was weird that they changed it to a per student instead of by square footage. Seems like a weird way to do it.
But the public schools, that was state code.
Okay.
That's a state code?
Yes, sir. That's
that they're exempt.
Yes, our ordinance is modeled off the state code, and that's where it was exempt.
Okay.
And I think that was a change when we implemented it. I think that was a change, but they are exempt.
Okay. Does anybody else have any other questions about this? Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 And that motion carries unanimously. With that, we stand adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Ms. Coton.
I thought you two would catch the thing about the school.